Kim's a legend. Okay, Kim's going to read this for us. She is. Don't laugh. She's a legend. Rach, where's Rach? Don't be rude, please. Okay, let's read. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, Colossians 3, verse 1. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
I'm just going to blow my nose. Sorry. Get rid. That's better. Let's pray, everyone. Sorry about that. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thanks that you're such a great God who have given us so much. Thanks for giving us Jesus. Thanks for giving us life and forgiveness. Thanks for giving us salt where we can have fun and learn more about you. Father, please help us to set our minds on things above now as we listen to your word and as we discuss it and as we live it out. We pray these in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I need to start tonight by having a bit of a whinge. I'm sick of salt. I'm sick of all the fighting that goes on here. I'm sick of the fact that when I didn't come last week, I heard that everyone talked about me behind my back. I'm sick of the fact that it seems like I've got no friends here. Everyone kind of treats me as a second-rate citizen, I feel, at times. I'm sick of the fact that no one ever rings me during the week and asks me out to go out with them, you know, just as friends, like I'm not looking for, you know. I'm sick of the fact that at Salt, you know, you guys are always on about the Bible. Like, come on, give me a break. I mean, can't we look at something different once every now and again? You know what? Bible, why are you always on about the Bible? You know, memory verses. I mean, come on, I got better things to remember than that. I wonder if you've ever had those thoughts, or perhaps even said those things, or felt those things. That sometimes when you think of salt, you kind of just, yeah, I kind of, you know, I don't feel like I belong, or I seem to always be fighting with people, or I don't feel like I have very many friends or mates. And, you know, why is it always the Bible? Why is it every week in and out, and Mike always gets up and gives one of those talks, and what's the story? Well, the story is what Colossians 3 tells us is really important. And what Colossians 3 tells us is that as people who are Christians, there's a certain way we're to behave and a certain way to live. And tonight I want to look at three things from Colossians 3, 15, 16 and 17. And they may address some of those issues that I hypothetically raised at the beginning of the night. And so you'll see there on your outline, the first thing we're going to look at is the peace of Christ, then we're going to look at the word of Christ, and then we're going to look at the name of the Lord Jesus. So, the peace of Christ. Guys, sometimes we don't find relationships easy. Sometimes we just don't get on with people. But at those times in particular, we need to let the peace of Christ determine our behaviour. So let's read from verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. What God's saying here is, you've got to let the peace of Christ, the peace that Christ brings through his death, and the peace that we know if we know Christ, we need to let that rule in our lives here at Salt. In other words, to be kind of like the umpire or the judge or the controller when we have disputes or differences of opinion. Okay? We need to let the peace of Christ act as a kind of an umpire. So as you relate to each other, you've got to let peace call the shots, in other words. Why are we to do that? Well, verse 15 tells us, since as members of one body you were called to peace. See, Christians are people who are called into the body of Christ. And so you and I are all part of the one body. And so when you're in the one body, you don't fight against yourself. You don't normally find yourself in the middle of the night being woken by your kick, your foot kicking you, or your hands slapping you on the face, or your fist punching you in the stomach. I mean, you just don't fight against yourself, do you? You see the point? Christians shouldn't fight with each other. We're part of one body, and as a body we're supposed to kind of work together. We who have had peace with God through Jesus are supposed to have peace with each other. So are you a peaceful person? Do you reckon that describes you? Do you reckon other people would describe you as a peaceful person? Or are you someone who always seems to get in kind of fights and disagreements and arguments? See, peace should rule in our lives. So one day, guys, you're probably going to have a fight or a falling out with someone, perhaps a difference of opinion of someone here at Salt. And at that point in time, you've got a choice, haven't you? You can either go underground and just let it simmer away. You could perhaps run away, perhaps to another youth group, perhaps to another church. Or perhaps you just kind of run away from Christianity altogether. Well, what you could do is let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And try and sit down with the person who you're fighting with or who you think has wronged you. And try as mature Christians to talk it out, to work it out. To say, look, what you said really hurt me. I felt used and abused by what you said. And try and nut it out. It's actually really hard, isn't it? It's quite confrontational, isn't it? But this is how we let the peace of Christ rule. Is we don't run away from disputes. We don't just kind of turn our back on it and hope it goes away. We try and work it out. Let the peace of Christ rule. And notice how we're to do this. Or at the end of that verse, verse 15, it says, and be thankful. It actually says that three times throughout our three verses. Be thankful. Do it with gratitude. Be thankful. What are we to be thankful for as Christians? Stacks, guys. But Colossians 1 tells us the main thing we're to be thankful for is the fact that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us and save us and forgive us of all the wrong we've done, to redeem us, to take us out of the dominion of darkness and take us to be in his family, in his kingdom. They're great things to be thankful for. You may not always feel thankful about that, but we should always strive to be thankful. And the funny thing is, the more you are thankful to God, the more likely you are to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And so those of us who have been raised with Christ, who are hidden with Christ, who will appear with Christ, need to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. It's a hard thing to do, but the peace of Christ will rule where the word of Christ lives, which takes us to point two, doesn't it? And that's what verse 16 says. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Guys, as Christians, we are to have the word of Christ, which is the word about Jesus Christ, the gospel, if you like. We are to have that live and breathe and be alive and make its home in our lives. It's to dwell richly, abundantly, magnificently in our hearts. We are to soak ourselves in Scripture, in the Bible, which is why we have the memory verse every week. That's why we have the Bible talk and SAP groups. That's why we do Bible reading notes, Samosa, the ones on the back of your sheet there, to help you guys to do that, not just on a Friday night, but through the week. And that's why we have Bible study groups. It's because God tells us to soak ourselves in the Scriptures, to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. Now, this is hard to do, isn't it? Sometimes we find the Bible hard to read, sometimes easy. And it's hard to remember Scripture. I've been trying lately just to remember a little bit more Scripture. I love the fact that we do memory verses here. Right, Colossians 2:6. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6 and 7. All right, that's one we did last term for those who are new to us. And this term, one we did tonight. Okay, since you've been raised with Christ, set your minds on things above. Okay, these are great things to remember, to get in your heart, to dwell richly in your heart. And as we do that, guys, and I hope you are doing it, I hope you find time, some time during your week to read the Bible and memorize it. As we do that, it makes us better people who can teach and admonish other people with all wisdom. It's interesting that we're all told to do this. It's not just your leaders who are supposed to teach you and admonish you, tell you the right way to go. We're actually to do it to each other. So you see a Christian friend who's kind of doing the wrong thing or you know, just not quite doing the wise thing. It's up to you to kind of say, look, hey, this isn't the way God wants you to live. This is not the best way to live. Let me tell you the better way to go, the way that pleases God. And if a Christian friend does that to you, or even if a Christian leader does it to you, don't get upset. Don't kind of think, oh, they don't like me anymore. They're telling me off, okay? It's actually an act of love. If someone teaches you and admonishes you, and so accept it as a gift of love. It's a great thing. See, one day, as a Christian, you're going to get it wrong, aren't you? I mean, none of you are perfect. None of us are. And if someone teaches and admonishes you, tells you a better way to go, accept that as a gift of love, guys, because they're being faithful to what the Bible says Christians should do. Notice also in 16, we're supposed to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly so we can teach and admonish, and also so we can sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts to God. The best way to sing, for Christians to sing, is to sing about the word of Christ and sing with gratitude, thanksgiving. And so it's really important what words we sing. We don't just sing any mumbo jumbo. We actually try and sing the words of Christ. And it's also important what's going on in your heart. Don't just sing it just kind of, okay? And don't just kind of sing it because everyone else is singing, but try and sing it with gratitude, with thanksgiving in your heart for what God has done for you in Jesus. That's the best way for Christians to sing. One day, guys, you might have to move youth groups or churches, and you're going to have to look for a new place to go. Can I encourage you guys, if that's you, when that happens to you, always look for a church that's on about the Word of Christ. A church or a youth group that has the Word of Christ central and encourages you to have it dwell in your hearts richly. That's the church, that's the youth group to go to. Sure, there's going to be other churches that have better this and better that and better music and better games and better, but make sure you go to a youth group or a church if you have to move. That's not about the Word of Christ, because we're supposed to have that dwell richly in us. And it's interesting, isn't it? I think the more thankful we are to God, the more likely we're going to have the Word of Christ dwell in us. So those who have been raised with Christ, who are hidden with Christ, who will appear with Christ, need to have the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. That's the second point. And it gets to the last point, guys. You see it there on your outline. See, to be raised with Christ, to be hidden with Christ, to be appear with Christ, it seems to affect everything, doesn't it? If you're a Christian, it sounds like from what Paul's saying here in Colossians, it's got to affect everything. Yep, that's exactly what verse 17 says. Verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Guys, everything we do should reflect the fact that we're Christian. Everything we should do should reflect the fact that Jesus is our Christ, our Lord, our King, our boss, who calls the shots. Everything, whatever you do, it says there. Everything you do, Every activity, every relationship, everything you say, everything you think, everything you do, every goal and aim and ambition in life should reflect the fact that Jesus is your Lord. Everything you do. It's tough, isn't it? And so, good questions to ask yourself sometimes are these questions. Can I watch this TV show, this movie, in the name of the Lord, Jesus? In other words, does it fit in with what Jesus would do? Is it consistent with having Jesus as my Lord? Can I watch this TV show, this movie? Can I say that thing about somebody else in the name of the Lord Jesus? Can I think this thought in the name of the Lord Jesus? Can I date that person in the name of the Lord Jesus? Can I tell that joke in the name of the Lord Jesus? Really challenging stuff, isn't it? This is really hard. I find this super hard. That whatever I do in word or deed, I need to try and do in the name of the Lord Jesus, consistent with the fact that Jesus is my Lord, my Christ, my King. That's what we need to try and do. Which is exactly why we've got to keep working hard, guys, and I say it every week, but keep working hard at putting to death sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. Keep getting rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language and lying. And keep putting on compassion and kindness and humility and patience and gentleness, because these are the things that are going to help us to do stuff in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So keep dressing appropriately. And again, be thankful. See that there at the end of that verse? It says it three times. It's got to be important. Be thankful. And again, I think the more you are thankful to God, the more likely you are to do stuff in the name of the Lord Jesus. So those who have been raised with Christ, who are hidden with Christ, who are pure with Christ, need to do everything in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. These are huge challenges, aren't they? I find this hard. Your leaders find it hard. No doubt you guys find it hard. But this is what we're to do if we've been raised with Christ, if we're hidden with Christ, if we're pure with Christ. In other words, if we're Christians. We've changed our address. We're no longer in darkness. We're in the kingdom. The attitude we need to change is that we need to let the peace of Christ rule. We need to have the word of Christ dwell richly in us. And whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why don't we ask God's help to do this? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, these are massive challenges. Thank you, Father, that these are given to us in the context of the fact that you've died for us, that Christ has died for us, and that we are hidden with him, and so we are safe and secure, not because of it, the way that we perform, but because of what Christ did for us. And yet, Father, we want to live in a way that pleases you. And so please help us, Father, this week and for the rest of our lives to let the peace of Christ rule in our lives, particularly if we're having fights or disagreements or falling out with other people here. And help us to have the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Help us to have your word be in our hearts deeply and richly. And help us, Father, that in whatever we do, we would do it consistently with the fact that Jesus is our Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We're going to go off into little groups now, so get your...